Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. It's also Yom Yerushalayim. God willing, we'll all be zoche to witness the complete rebuilding of Yerushalayim b'mehera v'yameinu. It is the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth aliyah of Parashat Bamidbar, we have 13 psukim. In this aliyah, we hear about the Levi'im. They are appointed to serve in the Mishkan and the Mikdash and to guard the Mishkan. They are in place of the Bechorim, who were supposed to have these jobs, but lost the privilege during the Egel HaZahav. Way back in Parashat Kitisa, we heard about how, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe says, Mi Lashem Elai, and the Torah tells us, Vaye Asfu Elav Kol B'nei Yisrael, and it was that event that brings us to today's Aliyah and the next upcoming Aliyot. Shevet Levi had the Zechut to work in the Mikdash, and we have to ask the question. Many Jews were strong. Many Jews were soldiers. What was it about Shevet Levi that brought them to act that way in Chet HaEgel? And what is it about those traits that bring them to the Mikdash? What is that? What is the connection? And perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Shevet Levi had not one but two midot that made them uniquely qualified to serve in the Mikdash because of the way they reacted back in at the Egel HaZahav. One midah is that they were loyal. They were strong physically and spiritually and ready to fight. They had to work in the Mikdash. Working in the Mikdash also required that kind of strength. They were shomrim, and they took their job very seriously. The Mishnah and Masechet Midot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet, and the Rambam quotes this, tells us that the Levi, who was in charge of the Shmirah around the Mikdash, had the authority to beat a Levi who was sleeping on the job, and he could even burn his clothing. However, this first Midah, the Midah of strength, of inner strength and outer strength, is beautiful, but it's not enough. If you just have that, you're liable to be a brute, chas v'shalom, or a thug, chas v'shalom. Shevet Levi had another Midah. The Shlah HaKadosh, Rabbi Yeshaya Horowitz, who died in 1565, tells us in Parashat Va'era, the Shlah tells us that Levi called his children, he named his children Gershon, Kehat, and Merari, because Levi identified with the suffering of the rest of Bnei Israel. Excuse me, see over there for the explanation of each of the names. It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful gesture. But it's even more beautiful when we remember that Shevet Levi themselves were not suffering in Egypt. But Levi cared about other people and selflessly looked out for their welfare. Moshe had a similar trait. He was living in the palace, free, wealthy, comfortable. Yet the first thing we hear about him as an adult is that he left the palace to see how his brothers were doing. And as a matter of fact, every story we know about the young adult Moshe, every story we know is that he cared about other people. And that went all the way to Midian when he was tending his sheep. He turned to find a lost sheep. The Torah wanted to tell us this, that he turned to find a lost sheep, and that is what brought him to the Sneh and the revelation of Hashem. And of course, this is all not even mentioning Aaron, who was not only an Ohev Shalom, but a Rodev Shalom, other people, not his business. But all of them, all of Shevet Levi, we hear, they are not only physically and mentally strong, but they had this second Midah, the Midah of empathy, of Imo Anochi Bitzara, of sensitivity for others' pain. And one Midah without the other is dangerous. But together, on the one hand, strong convictions and strength, but also on the other hand, intense compassion for other people's pain, identification with other people's predicament. Together, you have Shevet Levi, who can work in the Mikdash. They can be, on the one hand, they can literally burn the guard's clothing, the other Levi's clothing if they have to, in order to uphold Kedushat Hashem and the Tarat HaMakom. And then they can turn right around and sing the Shira in the Mikdash. It was these two things combined, the strength that they displayed in at Chet HaEgel, inner strength and outer strength, these kinds of strength that they showed throughout Tanakh, and they showed in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash. And at the same time, empathy for another Jew, for another person's problem. One without the other is terrible. And together, though, you have the Kedusha of Shevet Levi in the Mikdash. May we all be Zocha to have these two Midot. And especially today on Yom Yerushalayim and beyond, may we be Zocha to see the Levi'im and Kohanim working in the Beit HaMikdash. Have an amazing day, everyone.